right, straight to the people. Crosby was driven to madness by Lions fans. I dig it. I love you guys. You want it. You're into it. You know you're on a Super Bowl drive. But TJ Lang failed you. That's the reality of the situation. So let's just get into it. I want to know, are we going to get at least a DeAndre Hopkins level impact at the trade deadline? For you, it's the pass rush. For the Chiefs, it was we need a receiver to open this thing up to help us get where we got to go. Let's go to Mark, Rochester, 97.1. Mark, what's going on, bud? How you doing?
Hey, Mike, I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Okay. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so I just heard you slander Harold Landry. I would like to give my argument on why he should be the guy.
Whoa, I didn't slander him. I like him. I was just saying, come on, Mark.
I got you. I will say, I fully agree with you. They will have to be a special package for him to be in. But we can't look at this move as improving the aggregate of our run defense output. We need to view this move in the frame of, like, it's the Super Bowl, we have Allen on the other side, and we got to sack him, right? Going back to, like, Reggie White with the Packers, Brandon Graham 2018, Aaron Donald, that's the player we need. So can Landry do that? Last six games, he has 4 sacks. Last 12 games, he had 9.5 before that. Yeah. So in the last 18 games, you're looking at 13.5 sacks. And if you don't like him,
I'll say it very clear. I agree with Mark from Rochester. I like Harold Landry. All I was explaining to people is he's not going to replace what you've lost as a hand in the dirt, you know, set the edge guy. That's all, Mark. But for pass rush, yes, I'm in.
No, you're absolutely right. Here's my proposition. We get Harold Landry. He's signed through 2026, so that's our bookends.
Okay.
We then also make a move, and we go get Calais Campbell to supplement that lack of run defense.
Now you're cooking. Because, Mark, here's the thing. What you're suggesting is not crazy. It is going all in and doing it on a non-first-round pick basis. And you're right. You know, Calais is a man of the year in the league. He's respected everywhere he's gone. He has been a captain of a locker room everywhere. And he's still, in his age 36 season, reduced snap count, can still play effective football. Yes. And they don't grow 6'6", 330-pound guys on trees. They just don't do it.
What do you think it would take to get Calais? Because I'm thinking seventh-round pick.
I think it'd be more than that, but not by much. You know, maybe a 4 or 5. But, no, I mean, Mark, I'm with you. I like where your head's at. And if you're giving me 2 moves that I add Calais to that room and I add Landry, we're winning the Super Bowl. I would absolutely agree.
We're on the same page.
I totally agree. But, Mark, do you agree that it's unacceptable for them to go get some guy who was working at True Value? Like, it can't be that.
Mike, I've been calling into your show since I was 17. I've been screaming, I think, for the past 3 years to go get a pass rusher. The fact that they refused to make a move in free agency, besides Marcus Davenport, who has the injury history, the fact that they refused to address it in the draft, and you see that clip of Brad Holmes going, position? No, we draft a football player. And it's like, dude, you need certain positions to win a Super Bowl. You need certain guys.
Yeah, and if you...
So
yeah.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous, and this is more than just... This is more than just a competency test on how Brad Holmes does over the next 2 weeks. This is a competency test for decisions he also made in the past. And I tell it to all my Lions friends, and they just, I'm a leper. But it's infuriating. Go get a DN.
I know, man. Trust me. I feel the same way about the Tigers with a third or a first baseman. I'm with you. There just comes a point. No, it's a specific need, and I've got to address it.
Right. It almost becomes like spite. No, I'm going to show you I don't.
I like his idea, by the way.
That's a really good idea.
But that right there, I will tell you, if you made those 2 moves, I would return to a position of, no, we're winning the Super Bowl. This is going down.
But do you think Calais would actually be on the market?
That's it, man. The Dolphins are toast.
Right, but the Dolphins don't believe that they're toast.
Okay, well, Calais is on his deathbed, professionally at least.
Right, but it's just like the Dolphins believe, hey, Tua's coming back. You know, we could
win
this
again in a week. Listen, if you called the Dolphins...
No. What you're saying is common sense.
I'm saying TJ call up Calais.
Well, how did that work out for Crosby?
Maybe TJ will learn from his lessons.
Or 0-2.
Still be a loser.
Let's throw it back up to the booth.
Let's go to Chris. Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man.
Hey, Chris.
So before I get to my guys, I think they should go for Mike. I've listened to you with T for a very long time back in the day. I'm a huge New York sports fan, so I listen to The Fan. I'm not trying to promote another station, but Gio Evan Roberts, Sal, they all have stories about you, and I know you do your show with Boomer. So I just want to say you are still very much beloved in New York.
Oh, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Great stories. They're all great guys. Love the show. Love your show. So Za'Darius Smith makes sense. But I'm going to go with a mercenary.
Okay.
Michigan fans may not like to hear it, but I'm going to go with an Ohio State guy. I'm going to go with Chase Young. I think he's got the speed that you will need in the Super Bowl, whether it's Lamar Jackson or Patty Mahomes or whatever. I think Chase Young could fit and slide in. He's on a one-year deal.
Yep.
And the kind of player he is, he probably could benefit from playing with the guys on the line. I was just kind of curious what you guys thought about that.
Well, how about this? I'm going to let Rico go first since Chase was on his team to end last season, and then I'll give you my take. Rico, go first.
Okay.
Yeah, Chase is the kind of guy, he's not going to be fully engaged. So I don't know if he fits what the Lions want to do, that culture, you know, giving it your all. You'll never confuse Chase Young with Brian Branch on defense. He's not that type of a person. When he decides he wants to play, Chris, yeah, he can be a difference maker. But he will take a play off, and you won't know he's taking it off until the guy runs past him.
Okay.
Don't
you think Coach Campbell – of all people, and Aaron Glenn and his grill are the guys that can get the most out of him on every play that he's
in
there
for,
though?
If there was a staff capable of doing it, it would be this one.
Right.
My fear is he's on that contract with the Saints for a reason. He didn't play consistent football with the Niners. Now, did he win the game for the Niners against the Lions?
Yes.
Yes. Did he also walk while Jahmyr Gibbs went into the end zone earlier in the game? Yes.
Well, think about this. Even the week before when the Niners played, he took a play off. I forgot the running back who just ran right past him. He didn't even bother to engage and got roasted for a week in San Francisco and then said, oh, okay, I get it now. You pay me to tackle.
I'm not against it based on he would give them more of what they need, which is a guy that can set an edge. That is 6'6". That is 265. Again.
He's very Clowney-like. You got to light a fire under him every single down.
Unlike Clowney, I won't owe him money next year. And here's the thing. I would trust Brad and Dan Campbell. This is me paying respect. If they make the move to bring you in, we ain't going to be having any of that mess.
Now, do you think that they would do that?
No.
Knowing that, you know, we could have had him last year, and now it looks like we're kind of making up for our mistake from last year?
No.
Okay.
No, I have no faith in it. But I just...
He's got a lot of fire under him.
I mean, the creativity plays. The caller. Because, again, the Saints are going nowhere fast. He's available. He's cheap. He's a rental. You know, it's a lot like that Calais Campbell thing. Mm-hmm. You know, if you went out and brought in Calais and Chase Young...
Oh, no. Yeah, you would do that.
I'd say, you know what? I've restocked the shelves in my D-line room. I don't need everything from one of you. I need something from both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Look, I start at the top of the list. I'm not unreasonable.
Right.
But it's like if you...
But Calais, I just think the Dolphins don't believe that they're done.
Oh, my goodness.
So the Dolphins would hold this thing up saying, we want more. Like, guys, you're not that good. Yes, we are. Tua's back.
You're on that devil's lettuce. If you're Miami and you think you're in this, you're insane.
They always do.
They suck.
True. These are facts. As you like to say, Mike, both things can be true.
Okay, you win. You win. 248-539-9797. We'll get more to people involved.